Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
I have a sneaky suspicion that I did not bring enough caffeine. Jay, you got any extra caffeine in there? For Christmas last year, I gave Jay a cooler in mug form. It's a cooler, but it's in a huge mug shape. And every night, most every night, he brings iced coffee in his cooler, which I'm pleased about. Glad that he likes his Christmas present. Although this year's Christmas present will be the best ever, TSA pre-check. Anyway, there are times, I would say most times, more often than not, that producer Jay does not even finish his coffee, which I think is astounding. I don't know how you leave any coffee in there.
Well, I do finish it. Sometimes I just need a little extra kick for that 40-minute way home.
Oh, so you take it home with you.
Yeah, usually if I don't finish it here, I'll like drink it. Like if I don't finish it, I'll have most of it like in the car on the way home.
Then maybe I shouldn't take it.
You can have some.
There are times when I run out and I have to take it from Jay.
Do you take some without me noting sometimes?
No. Oh. What? No. I don't know what you're talking about. I always ask you first. Okay, most of the time I ask you.
Well, my coffee is your coffee. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, my quarterback is your quarterback. You're not going to believe what Jay and I have done. Oh, dear. Something's wrong with us. We'll get to that coming up because we both lost our starting quarterback in fantasy on Monday night. Not that fantasy matters. It does not. It's fake. It's not real football. But it still meant we had to find a new quarterback after 4 minutes. Jay, what did I warn you about Aaron Rodgers? I warned you that last year I won my fantasy football championship despite having him as my quarterback. I told you he is not going to even one time give you more than 20 points. Maybe once if you're lucky. And we don't even get 1 point out of him.
We don't even get 20 points combined for the season. Nothing.
Is it too soon? Too soon to talk about fantasy with Aaron Rodgers?
I think I like my new quarterback better anyway.
Our new quarterback. Don't give it away.
I won't.
Okay.
But I think I feel more comfortable, weirdly.
But it
does hurt a little bit that we didn't even get a single point out.
Why did I not take my own advice? It's because I got stuck and that's there was it. Nobody left and I didn't know what to do. But this is right. This is bad. So Jay and I will explain to you what we've had to do to amend our fantasy rosters. Also, I made my pick for Survivor Island Week 2. Did you get the numbers for me? Jay.
I didn't get
it. I asked Jay to help out. I don't feel like I request too much of him.
Simple request.
Simple request. That's it. I am taking coffee without you knowing this time, and we'll see whether or not you can figure it out. I've made my pick. I don't think I like it, but I never like it. It can't be as scary as last week with the Commanders and the Cardinals. That was dicey. And Washington only hung on by a point. It was a little nerve-wracking, especially after seeing the defense for the Cardinals score a touchdown in the first half and have them take the lead. Yeah, I was a little bit nervous that I wasn't even going to survive week one, but Sam Howell, he's a tough cookie. I guess we could have picked up Sam Howell in fantasy. Do you think he's available?
Oh, I think he's available in a lot of leagues.
You think he's available?
Yeah, I think you can get him.
So this week I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys against Zach Wilson and the New York Jets.
That's cruel.
Is it? I need to survive. A girl's got to eat in her survivor pool or on her island.
What did Robert Saleh tell us yesterday?
Not to deliver an obituary on the New York Jets. It's not an obituary. As Todd Bowles told us, at least we're not going to go 0-17 this year. We know that about the Jets. They've at least won a single game.
It's good to know you won't go 0-17.
See? Former team. He's actually given them some props for winning a game in overtime. So I went with the Dallas Cowboys, but mostly because that defense was dynamic, delicious, if you will, for a chick who digs the D. I do believe because it's home, this is a home game, right? So they won on the road in the rain at MetLife Stadium on Sunday night. This is a home game, their home opener. It'll be nutso. And yes, Zach Wilson. If they can get to Daniel Jones the way they did, I know the Jets O-line is better, but Zach is getting thrown back into the fire. Did you see, by the way, I don't know if it was trending on Twitter or I just happened to see it in the right place. Going back to, say, I guess it would be February, when the Jets opted not to get rid of Zach Wilson. And for those of you who live in the New York City area, there was a headline in a local paper in New York that quoted Zach Wilson. And I was reminded of it. I saw it on Twitter on Wednesday, and it made me laugh just because it's, if you think about Zach Wilson and how bold and kind of entitled he was last year, he was pretty brash. Remember he said that he would make the new guy's life a living hell? Remember that? It would make it hell for him. And I saw the headline again and thought, oi. I mean, it is pretty funny that that's what he said going back to February before Aaron Rodgers was a New York Jet. I'm sure he did not mean injury. I'm sure he did not mean he had a voodoo doll and this was this was what he'd have in store for the new quarterback coming in. But it is, I would say, a little bit ironic, almost goofy now, to think about the fact that that was Zach Wilson's that was his play. That was how he was going to get his job back. My gosh. So it's Zach Wilson or bust, at least for now, because the Jets haven't made a move at quarterback. If you missed our conversation with Antoine Staley, who covers the Jets for the New York Daily News, we had him on last night's show, and that is podcasted. The link is up on both Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He does talk about the Jets' search for a new quarterback, at least one to add to the roster, so you can check that out on your own time. Their injured quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, has broken his silence, sort of. We haven't heard his voice yet, but he did post on his Instagram page with a photo of him leading the team out into a darkened MetLife Stadium while he's carrying the American flag. It was a really cool scene. The kind that would give you chills. And the din inside MetLife was, it was pretty incredible. Rodgers writes this along with the photo. Thank you to every person that has reached out, called, texted, DM'd, connected through a friend, etc. It has meant a ton to me, and I'll try and get back to all of you soon. I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions, but deeply touched and humbled by the support and love. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I begin the healing process today. The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again. Proud of my guys. 1-0 with an emoji of a jet. I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions, but deeply touched and humbled by the support and love. The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again. I'm still sad for him, but as I said to you on last night's show, it's the cruel nature of the business of sports and professional sports in general that, A, no other team, no opponent is going to feel sorry for you. And there are guys around the league, no doubt, who are shocked by what happened to Aaron individually, but no one is feeling badly for the New York Jets that they don't have their quarterback anymore. Oh, no. Especially not the teams in the AFC East, excuse me, and especially not the teams in the rest of that conference. I'm sure a lot of his former teammates as well as opponents around the NFL did reach out to Aaron. No doubt about that. But the Jets have to face forward, and the rest of the league has already moved on, because if you don't, you'll get left behind. And I do feel badly for him that he now faces what will be a lonely road. He and the athletic training staff, those who are in charge of rehab and recovery, if he chooses to do most of it at the facilities, which is probably where he'll get the most support. But while his teammates are out practicing, while his teammates are on road trips, there's no way he can travel right away. Initially, he'll be by himself with a trainer and a PT, a physical therapist, most of the time. So it sucks. But Aaron Rodgers, while he may be a future Hall of Fame quarterback, is no different than any other professional athlete in this respect. The rest of the league has to move on, and it is next man up. Cruel, yes, but also an opportunity. Can Zach Wilson take advantage of it? So producer Jay and I, we of course love to bring you the best audio from each day and night in sports. And we're going to get to some coming out of Philadelphia here in a moment. But I'm wondering, producer Jay, we hear from Robert Saleh, Dalvin Cook, CJ Mosley, other members of the New York Jets on Wednesday. It's their opportunity to get back in the facility and begin prep for week two. Where's Zach Wilson?
I didn't see him.
Interesting. I'm surprised by that. I would have thought that he was the hottest ticket in the Jets locker room on Wednesday. So Aaron Rodgers breaks his silence and the Jets move on. They have to. Now, we don't know for sure that Aaron Rodgers will play again in 2024, but the "I will yet rise again" seems to be an indication that he's not done. Both Robert Saleh and the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, have said publicly they do expect him to return in 24. And he is under contract with the Jets for 24. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We definitely will get to a pre-week two version of QB news. I wouldn't call this irony, but it is, I think, interesting that right now on NFL Network, the Packers are smacking the Bears. Jordan Love is running all over the place, juking around defenders, throwing a couple of touchdowns. I know it was the Bears, and they have tougher tests ahead, but it still is one of the top rivalries in the NFL. And this was how Jordan Love took over as the starter of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron's former coach in Green Bay, current coach in Dallas, makes his first comments about the quarterback and his injury. You'll hear from Mike McCarthy straight ahead. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if in Green Bay, that was a major question too, as they're getting set for their week two prep. I can imagine that almost all the reporters in Green Bay were asking about Aaron Rodgers, especially those former teammates of his who didn't actually bolt and join the Jets. So we'll get to a lot of week two run-up, including QB news, excuse me. Yeah, Jordan Love at 3 touchdowns, nearly 250 passing yards, no turnovers, only 1 sack in his debut as the Green Bay QB. Despite a lot of the emotion and potentially the adrenaline surrounding the Jets, I'm still going with the Cowboys. Still going with the Cowboys as my Survivor Island pick for week two. There were hundreds of you that were eliminated in week one, and I'm sure that many of you were eliminated because you did not save your picks or didn't make your picks. But my mom's husband, he picked the Chiefs in week one and was already out. Before we even got to Sunday week one, he was already done. Don't! That's bad. Jay and I both survived. Jay didn't have too much of an anxious time because the Ravens pulled away. It was the Ravens that you picked, right?
Right.
Have you decided on week two?
I have somewhere where I'm thinking about, but you're not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it?
No, I don't know if I don't think I like it. You're definitely not going to like it.
You're not going to give me a clue? Come on.
You want a clue?
I would like a clue. I would like you to tell me what you think.
Hello.
About week two. Oh, stop it. You are not going with the Baker Mayfield-led Buccaneers.
There's a chance. I'm thinking about it.
Aren't they on the road?
No, I believe they're home.
Oh, are they? Okay. Oh, they were on the road last week in Minneapolis. There were 10 road teams that won last weekend.
Yeah.
It's already topsy-turvy in the NFL.
They're playing the Bears.
That's
who did
true.
Not look that good. And not that the Bucs look
great.
That,
how do you trust Baker after one game?
I don't at all by any means. But I might be getting a little cute here week two. Who knows?
Oh, don't get cute in week number two. You know better than that.
I see an opportunity to use the Bucs.
Survive and advance.
That's the name of the game.
Survive and advance. All right, in addition to the NFL, have you heard the buzz in Boulder? It's getting louder. The Buffalo buzz in Boulder is getting louder. In Austin, the Longhorns, they're making a statement, but are they actually back? Because we've seen them with some loud noises before, but can they sustain it? It's fun to watch this college football season unfold really early, but to talk about some of the top storylines, we'll welcome senior writer Chris Vanini of The Athletic at the top of the hour. He will join us from the Dallas area. We've got Major League Baseball because it's still going on. It's easy to lose it, isn't it? Once the NFL and college football move into the center ring of the circus, or really just the NFL, it is easy to lose sight of everything else that's happening in sports.
Baseball sometimes sucks.
For instance, baseball's in its stretch run. NASCAR is into its playoffs. The Ryder Cup is on the horizon. All these things, and yet the NFL is such a bully. Such a bully. They stride into the center ring of the circus, a little bit like Mac Jones when he was strutting after the Patriots selected him number 15 overall. You know what? You'll have to forgive me because I'm not great with... Oh, it was Conor McGregor, right? UFC. The way that he would strut with his midsection leading the way.
Yes, very peacockish.
Yeah, very. With his arms flapping. And I feel like that's what Mac Jones did when he got drafted. Not quite to the extent that Conor McGregor used to do, but that was Mac Jones strutting.
As long as there's food.
Down the hall toward Roger Goodell. So we know that the NFL is like that. They strut into the center ring of the circus and just kind of shove everything else aside. Well, there is still baseball going on, though, and other sports. So we'll do college football. Of course, we'll talk NFL. You can find me on Twitter, ALOL Radio, our Facebook page too. I did go back and answer a bunch of your Ask Amy Anything questions just not the wedding questions. That's coming up next week. All right, let's see. Let's go to Philly next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The only time the Braves have ever seen him was back in 2021, two innings and a relief appearance. So everything fresh. 1-2 drill to deep left center field, rising back towards the seats, and that is buried deep into the seats. In fact, that's onto that concourse above the seats. It's a two-run homer for Riley, and it's 2-0 Braves.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Braves can't stop hitting home runs. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. They now have a brand new National League record for most home runs in a single season. And there are games yet to play. Well, there is no more NL East title to win, though, because that is wrapped up on Wednesday evening.
Nate's digging around. Casts his eyes into his catcher, Murphy, gets the sign. Ball in his glove, right at the tomahawk again. Ready with a 2-2. Here it comes. Got him swinging, strike three. And the Braves are National League East champions for the sixth year in a row. What an amazing era we're in the midst of, as it has been a six-year run of dominance in the East, and the Braves can celebrate right here in Philadelphia on the Phillies' home field.
You got to earn these things. They're all special. They're all really hard to do. I'm just so proud of these guys, how they stayed so consistent all year and their work ethic. They never got into the highs and lows and the ups and downs. They just stayed, you know, they kept an even course and just never stopped playing. And now they're going to be rewarded for it.
This is the one of the boxes that we set out to check this year. You know, Snit said at the beginning of the year. won division last year and came up short at the end. So we checked this box here, and hopefully we check some more boxes along the way.
Matt Olson after Snit. It's one of my favorite nicknames in sports. Bryant Snitker as the team wins a sixth consecutive NL East division title. Right now sitting on 96 wins. Still a few weeks to go, which means they could very easily surpass the 101 wins of a year ago. But remember, the Phillies got them in the playoffs. The Braves didn't even make it back to the NLCS. 101 wins, and they were bounced. And so there is something satisfying about the Braves clinching on the Phillies' home field. Though it's still the regular season, right? This means a whole lot of nothing unless you can back it up in October. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Matt Olson on Bally Sports South, along with Brian Snitker and the call on Braves Radio. Right now, they are 96-50, which means they've played 146 games, 16 to go. What do you think, Jay? I know the Braves are your favorite team.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think? They, Spencer Strider just won his 17th. They're hitting the snot out of the ball.
Do you want to hear a crazy nugget that I heard about the Braves?
Okay.
It just blew my mind. Matt Olson has more home runs than the Braves have losses.
That is so true.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously knew that because we've been talking about Matt's home run record, or the fact that he's tied Andrew Jones for the most in a single Braves season, but to have that called out is pretty crazy. He has more home runs than the Braves have losses. Wowzers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they do have the best record in Major League Baseball. They've had it since about the All-Star break, when they went on that surge right before the All-Star break and put the rest of the NL East in the rearview mirror. That is insane, though, to hold it up. One guy's got more home runs than the team has losses. You want to know what I thought was pretty funny about this? In Philadelphia, where they're supposed to be bitter rivals, on the scoreboard in the outfield, the Phillies flashed a congratulations message to the Braves for winning the 2023 NL East title. No. If I'm a Phillies fan, I am throwing tomatoes. Not that I'd have a tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes at the scoreboard.
Yeah, there's no way I would let that fly.
Could you imagine if that happened at Citi Field?
No. It would be uproar. It would be outrage. It's like, remember, I think it was last season when the Empire State Building lit the Empire State Building green and black Eagles colors after the Eagles won their playoff game. And everyone's like, what are you doing? This is New York City, not Philadelphia.
Well, true, except there are a lot of Eagles fans in the New York City metro. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's sacrilegious to congratulate your arch rival on winning the division title at your expense on your field.
That's not a good look.
No, that's not at all. But for the Braves, they're trying to poo-poo it like it's no big deal with the Phillies.
We got a lot of respect for these guys. It's a good team. We've always had a lot of good battles, and they got us last year. But you know, hopefully that isn't the case this year. We're happy to get this division win and celebrate for a little bit, and then find a way to get back to work and get ready for the playoffs.
Is this team better than last year's team? Is this team equipped with more staying power? Is this team susceptible? It's sports, which means anything can and will happen. But I suspect that the motivation that comes with the embarrassment of last season and feeling like they got nowhere close to their goal is a powerful elixir. I liked hearing what Alex Anthopoulos had to say. He's the GM. And of course, the 6 years in a row is a big deal. It's not a given. But he looks back at when he first started with the organization and wondered if this would ever be possible.
Just reaching at once for me. This is my 12th year as a GM.
And, you know, my first five years, we didn't win the division. And, you know, you start questioning yourself. You're like, man, are we ever gonna taste the postseason, ever see what it's like? So I've been on the other side of it. I've been humbled a lot. And I pray I will never lose appreciation for this. I know how hard it is. I know what it means to the fan base, to the employees, and just the sense of pride it gives everybody. So hopefully we can just continue with this role and go all the way to the World Series.
What these young guys have done is really impressive as a team. The whole, you know, because it takes every one of them. I mean, it takes everybody in that building that we have. The scouting, the player development did a great job, because we talk about depth, and we use it all more than once. So, you know, kudos to our player development and our scouting for, you know, all Alex and all his staff, the hard work that they put in. All those young kids, interns and everything up in that room, I say they bolt them to their computers and never let them out. And they work their tails off, and then we're appreciative of everybody in the building. That's because that's what it takes, is all of us.
I love what they've done. I love what they've built. They've got some dynamic young talent, but they've also got some veterans that keep them steady and certainly still perform. It's a perfect mix, and they're healthier now too, which is important. So take your best shot. The big bad Braves are back on top of the NL East for the sixth consecutive year. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thank you, by the way, for all of your kind words again today. If you missed it, well, you're just going to have to go check it out again on Twitter. And then on our Facebook page, which I guess I should share there too. I got to tell you, I don't love either one of our social media sites, but Twitter is, I guess, the lesser of two evils, at least for me. Jay, want to hear something really funny?
Yes.
I was walking in tonight with, at the same time as the overnight host on our New York affiliate. If you don't know, CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located in Lower Manhattan, and we share studios with our New York affiliate, WFAN. And so the night host was walking in at the same time as me. His name is Chris. I don't know how we got started about social media, but I said I might be the last person on the planet who doesn't have an Instagram account. And then he didn't say anything. He just kind of looked at me, and I said, or a TikTok account. Oh yeah, you're definitely the last one.
I mean, I don't have one.
Okay. There's two of us on the island.
That's fine with me. I have no interest.
Do you think we're missing out on an audience because we don't have TikTok or Insta?
For TikTok? Nah. I don't know. Like, what kind of TikTok videos would we make?
We would not be. I'm not going on TikTok.
I would just produce TikTok content for the show.
Could you imagine? Your entire job is to produce TikTok content. There are many companies and many teams and other organizations that do have social media managers. I don't think we'll ever get that luxury from our company.
No.
Considering right now we've got one producer for a national radio show. Anyway, that's it. Chris has dubbed me the last person on the planet. I guess he didn't know about you. But without Insta or Tik.
Yeah, well, that
or Insta. Talk. Wait, what do you call it? TT?
No. Well,
without
now
I'm TT, it needs a nickname.
It does kind of. TikTok, yeah.
Insta?
Yeah, Insta. TT.
TT.
I don't like Tik, and I don't like just straight talk either.
Tik is a little bit scary.
He's got a TT.
He's got a Tik.
There's a little talk going on.
He's got a little talk. we're so uncool. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh yes. Yeah often.
Routinely,
but,
often.
But yeah, not having an Insta is definitely, you're probably one of the last ones there. Because I've had an Instagram for probably a decade now. Not that I frequent it.
It's like USA Today. It's Twitter with photos.
Pretty much. Well, actually, now what happens is all the old recycled TikTok videos get sent to Instagram like a week or so later.
Really?
Yeah, so like all the trends that are like already not cool anymore, I see them like a week later. And I'm like, oh, have you seen this?
That's how quickly it takes for the trend to get old?
Oh,
a week?
Yeah, probably like, honestly, hours on those apps. Those TikTok videos are like 10 seconds long. They just keep recycling. It's scary, honestly.
My younger niece during the pandemic tried to tell me, I remember we were sitting on the couch, and she was showing me TikTok, and she was paging through, and just, she told me she could She could watch TikTok for an hour, right? And I said, I thought you loved YouTube. Oh, I do, but this is easier and they're shorter. I was like, oh, great. We're playing right into the ADHD of the younger generation with zero attention span.
I saw a comment on a video on, I forgot what it was, somewhere on Twitter, and there was threads, and someone posted like a reply video. It was like 7 minutes, 14 seconds. And another person commented, I ain't watching that. Like another person's like, 7 minutes? Like, you don't have 7 minutes? This is the attention span that we're dealing with right now.
I don't know how people can sit through 4 hours of the show then. Don't tell me if you do or don't. Don't tell me if you don't.
Well, that's easy.
Twitter, Facebook, we're glad to have you with us. Whatevs, that's it. Oh, we got a YouTube channel as well with a new video. A few peeps are telling me they can see the ring flashing. Does it catch the eye?
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Catch the light.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
He's invested so much into this organization, so much into this journey that he's embarked on, and wanting to be a part of what we've got going here, and how much he's invested in not only this organization, but his teammates, himself, this fan base, the city. I have a lot of emotions for him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Robert Saleh, of course, talking about Aaron Rodgers and how much he's invested in the 2023 season with the Jets. And we know that he took steps that he hadn't taken with Green Bay in years. For instance, participating in OTAs, being in the New York area instead of in Northern California, where he generally spends his offseason or at a golf tournament somewhere. He participated in a preseason game for the first time in 5 years. He felt like he had a fresh start, even at 39 years old. He was excited. He was full of anticipation. And so, yeah, there's an emotional fallout here. And Aaron wrote about it on his Instagram account, breaking, I suppose you could say, his silence, even though we haven't heard his voice yet. But his words, I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions. The night is darkest before the dawn. And then he says, and I shall yet rise again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The question remains, will we see Aaron Rodgers on a football field again? I mean, it's projecting, it's speculating, but coach?
I'd be shocked if this is the way he's going to go out. But at the same time, for him, he's working through a whole lot of headspace, things that he needs to deal with, and that will be the last thing I talk to him about.
Ha! Robert Saleh is not the only one who is fielding that question. Aaron Rodgers' former coach, Matt LaFleur, also getting the question of whether or not he thinks Aaron is done playing football.
I would think that somebody of his caliber, I would bet that he would have no problem coming back from it. I really believe it. I know the type of worker he is. And so it's just going to be a choice of whether or not he wants to continue to play or not.
Of course, the Packers were going to get questions. And even as the Dallas Cowboys get set to host the Jets on Sunday, another former coach, Mike McCarthy, also fielding questions about Aaron Rodgers And despite what people have said in the past about the relationship, maybe it was frayed at the end of McCarthy's tenure. I'm sure there was friction. They weren't winning. And McCarthy, he was kind of stuck in his old ways, not to mention ended up getting fired before the season was over. Remember that whole thing? The end was messy. But the two, both of them have indicated that they have a great relationship, and you could hear the concern and the sadness with McCarthy on Wednesday.
It's great to compete against, you know, people you care about and people you, you know, I mean, him and I have been through a lot together. So, you know, I have a tremendous amount of love for him, and this is tough. I mean, this is, you know, I know he was very excited about this chapter of his life, and I was looking forward to seeing him this weekend, but yeah, it's. I think any time, you know, in this game, and it's just, but it's a, you know, it's, you know, you can see how precious these opportunities are. You know, every game is such a special opportunity, and it's in to compete in this league, and so, but yeah, I mean, it. I think we're all feeling for him personally right now.
Yeah, I think that's the case, including his former backup quarterback Jordan Love, who was also in front of the microphones on Wednesday.
It sucked. You know, I was excited to see him play, and it sucks for that to happen to him in the first series. And, you know, I feel for him. You know, I know he's going to bounce back, and he'll do his thing in recovery and come back stronger.
Have you reached out to him?
Yeah, I sent him a text, but, you know, I know he's probably going through a lot right now. Phone's probably blown up, so.
So, in other words, I haven't heard back from Aaron Rodgers.
Don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
Ouch. That's not accurate. So, Jay keeps lamenting the fact that he can't use his Aaron Rodgers drops anymore. But I disagree. I feel as though they are appropriate in many situations. If we can't have him on the football field, at least we'll have him as a part-time participant in the radio show.
It's going to be hard to cancel me.
Yeah, it is going to be hard to think about an NFL season without all of your quips. How will we ever get through? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Love for you to connect with us on Facebook. People are asking us about Survivor Island and how do you make your picks for week two? Well, you go back to CBSSports.com. If you did not stay logged in, you re-input your email and your password, and you make your pick. There's a toolbar across the top, and if you go all the way over to the right, I believe there's the link for fantasy or fantasy games. I just stay logged in, and then all the way over to the right, there's an icon that it almost looks like a face. But anyway, it's super easy if you stay logged in. But if you didn't and you don't know where the link is, you can always go back to After Hours or Facebook and find the link and use it there. Don't survive week one only to then forget or fall short when it comes to making your picks for week two. Don't do that. Oh, goodness. Christian Watson, hoping that he's on the field this weekend for the Packers. He also, like the rest of the world, was watching Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets and watched him walk off the field after four snaps.
It was just heartbreaking. You know, I was talking to, you know, guys on the team, like some more, you know, throughout the game, just how excited I am to, you know, kind of see, you know what he does in that with that team and with that organization. You know, obviously, you know, he's a great guy. You know, I really, you know, love 12, you know, even though I only got to be around him for a year. I mean, he's a great football player. I love being able to learn from him, and I was excited to watch him play. So it's heartbreaking to, you know, see him go down without having really a shot.
Yeah, love him or hate him, there's a ton of respect for Aaron Rodgers around the league, and no one's laughing because everyone recognizes it could be him next time. And I'm sure you've heard, we'll maybe talk about it later in the show. We still have 3 hours to go, but there is now a call that's backed up by agents and players, but the NFLPA is asking or requesting or trying to stir up the conversation around grass versus turf and requesting that every field in the NFL be natural grass because it's more absorbent. There's more give to it. It's softer. Now, this was not a non-contact injury. So it's not that we can say definitively it never would have happened if this was natural grass, because there's no way to know that. But I do think it's interesting. We've heard the call for natural grass with other non-contact injuries. Guys plant, the foot doesn't give. They tear ACLs just by the angle or the fact, again, that the foot doesn't move, it doesn't give. Maybe the cleats get stuck in the turf, something like that. But in this case, it was a football move. It was a football play. He was attempting to get away from a defender in Leonard Floyd, and Floyd was wrapping him up and kind of falling over him from behind. And I guess it's possible that he doesn't rupture the Achilles, but there's no way to know that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.